from KQED.
Research shows 1 in 4 students in California speak English as a second language. They're commonly referred to as English learners. Studies show an alarming number of these students never fully grasp English during their time in school. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalos explains how the situation is prompting lawmakers to act.
For the first time in the state Senate history, a committee gathered in Sacramento this week to talk about a problem they say has been ignored for far too long, how to help students who are struggling to learn English. State Senator Alex Padilla led the group and symbolically gave introductions in Spanish and English. That's because of the 1.5 million English learners in California today, almost 90% of them speak Spanish. Padilla says he can relate. When he was a little boy, he didn't know a word in English.
My early memories of going into school, all my textbooks being in Spanish, I just thought that's the way the world was.
Padilla moved into mainstream English classes by the third grade, but most English learners remain stuck in remedial classes for 4 to 7 years. And research shows almost 90% never gain the English skills needed to succeed in school, and many end up dropping out. Padilla says this threatens California's future.
That's pretty fundamental. And we have to fix that first before we go on to make sure that students are proficient in math and in science and in history.
Padilla isn't the only one in Sacramento focusing on the issue. Governor Jerry Brown is proposing more funding for English learners. New academic standards will also require English proficiency in all subjects in order to graduate. Padilla's bills include a master plan, and he wants to see more English learners move more quickly into the mainstream. But researcher Robert Linquanti with WestEd says the state can't afford to cut corners for students who speak English as a second language.
I think it's very important not to fall into the trap of just saying, we'll lower the criteria and just get more of them out of that category, and then they'll just do fine without any of those additional supports. I think that is a very risky approach.
Risky, because Linquanti says if you force more English learners into mainstream classes without the right supports in place, officials might be setting them up for even more failure. He says the state's challenge is striking that perfect balance. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalos in Sacramento.